Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
The last presentation before lunch is by Professor Kempf from DATEV, and actually when we coined the title for this conference, from SMEs to large companies, I insisted that we have a speaker from DATEV, and they're close to Munich in Nuremberg, and DATEV is obviously the major IT provider for mid-sized companies here in Germany. They have done a lot of work on XBL already, and I'm just looking forward to your speech. Thank you.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm somewhat sitting between you and your lunch break, so I'll try to speed up a little bit. When some months ago I was asked to hold a keynote for this conference, I did not hesitate a second to say yes to that question, not just because I was proud to be invited, and not only because I expected that if speaking here you might get some nice Bavarian beer krugs here for the speech, and again not because DATEV was one of the founding members of the German XBRL group in 2001 and 2002, about other things, we started integrating XBRL exporting functions into our accounting software. And it's also not that I feel my part to give you some new and big visions about further developments of XBRL. But I want to give you some very practical examples of experiences we've made when trying to do some export interfaces into our software, when trying to find customers using XBRL interface. And I'm very, very positive on that, and I hope I can convince you that we are on a positive way. Why? Because as far as Germany is concerned, we are really reaching a milestone. The use of XBRL as an alternative reporting scheme or reporting format for the newly regulated disclosure of data of annual financial statements in the so-called German Federal Gazette. I'm very sorry that the speech of Mr. Diesem is just here in written format. He would have some interesting details about that subject. And I really believe that this is a significant breakthrough for XBRL, at least here in Germany, and it is also a convenient opportunity for me to address a number of messages regarding XBRL, which deem important to me for the question of future XBRL success. In Germany, we have now two areas where annual financial statements data are filed on an XBRL basis to fulfill governmental obligations. One is the statistical data input for the German Bundesbank, and the other one is mentioned the input for the Federal German Gazette. And here XBRL is not just one of many formats which you might guess when you read in the appropriate law. It is the only format which allows that data are to be reinterpreted or extracted again for further processing. Yes, there are other formats which are allowed for input, like Word or Excel, because the law just uses the term electronic input, but as we all know, these formats will make it relatively complicated or impossible to extract data or to use it for further statistical processes. So I strongly believe that XBRL will be the format of choice for all the companies submitting data to the electronic German Federal Gazette. And if you read in the written keynote of Mr. Diesem, you will find another reason why I'm sure that I'm right. The second reason is the pricing scheme of the German Federal Gazette. For transmittance of XBRL, it's much cheaper than transmitting data in any other electronic format. According to the estimates by German legislators, about 1 million companies in Germany have an obligation to disclose their financial data. Okay, I know that not all of these 1 million follow this regulation voluntarily, and not all of them follow this regulation right now, but I think that will be relatively soon in place. And in the long term, this will influence the format of choice significantly. It is my personal opinion, I said it already, that XBRL will be the predominant format for this kind of submission. And that again is the reason why at the end of last year, concurrent with the legislative efforts, DATEV started to build a direct interface between our accounting software and different other software products to the input interface of the Federal Gazette in XBRL format. I strongly believe that IT processes involved in generating financial statements and disclosing data through the electronic Federal Gazette will change fundamentally. The same will be true for all other IT processes involved in generating financial statement information. When trying to implement this, we gained the experience that the impact is much more fundamental than we originally thought. Since there is more than just a change at the end of a software development chain, or more just than replacing a Word or a PDF document format with an XBRL document. So in the following part of my keynote, I want to concentrate on these three topics which you find on the slide. First, I want to explain why DATEV is interested that XBRL gets broad national and international acceptance and is broadly used in commerce. Second, I want to talk about our specific experiences and this in the standardization of data exchange formats used to transmit annual financial statements data to third parties and how that experience relates to XBRL. In this respect, also our conclusions from that experience, which should be interpreted from you as members of the community as recommendations and shall provide the basis for XBRL to meet expectations and continue to establish itself successfully. And third, I want to give you some screenshots explaining our new interface with the electronic Federal Gazette, focusing on a KISS principle, keep it simple and stupid, so focusing on an uncomplicated, simple submission and disclosure of the data, because again, I'm a strong believer that especially SME companies do not have the know-how or capacity to follow complicated solutions. So at the end of the road or at the end of the day, at least we will have the need for those kind of companies to provide a kind of push the button solution. Let me try to explain why our company is so much interested in XBRL, and don't be afraid, I don't give too much details on our company's philosophy, just a brief look at our mission statement. It is our aim to improve our customers' competitiveness in a changing professional world. Therefore, we want to develop DATEV to see European service provider for any information and communication needs needed by the audit, tax, and legal profession. And with our staff of approximately 5,500 employees, we provide IT services and data communication services to about three quarters of the German freelance tax consultants and auditors profession. And we are number four in the German market of IT solutions for lawyers. And we also provide our services in some other European countries. Amongst others, our products and services include accounting software, which comply with national and international requirements for tax, consulting, business advisory, and statutory or voluntary audits. And as you can imagine, electronic data exchange with third parties is of a central importance in almost all our products of our product family. Today's volume of data, tax returns or payment transactions, are just a few examples, could no longer be handled on a paper basis solely. Here are just a few numerical examples of how and what we process. About 50% of the approximately 3 million German VAT returns, value-added tax returns, are filed using our software products. And right now, about more than 260,000 of that are filed electronically. It's not a real big figure compared to the 3 million, but I promise you it's constantly increasing. And I think more than a quarter of a million statements electronically filed is still a world. About 27%, 9.6 million of the 35 million German income tax slips are processed electronically using our software, and about 50% of the 16 million tax notifications filed in Germany are also processed electronically using our software. About 15 million income tax returns are processed using our software. Not all of them, just 500,000, are filed electronically. So as you can see, there is already a good starting point for electronic filings, but there is a long way to go. But what do these examples have in common with XBRL? In my opinion, tax returns, bookkeeping records, annual financial statements, and statistical information are also possible applications for future XBRL interchange. And in some of the keynotes before, you could hear that as well. In Germany, about 2.4 million annual financial statements are done either according to German income tax law or according to the German commercial code, and they are prepared by a tax consultant using our software. So this highlights the possible volume of data either transported already or done already by our company's members or customers to third parties. So examples are tax authorities, banks, the Federal Gazette, rating providers, or different other analyst associations. It also gives a clue about the potential volume which could be handled using XBRL just by us, and just add to that what could be added by solutions of our competitors. In the light of the recent trend away from paper filings, and we've got a good example from, I think it was a South African example, and towards electronic filings, Dativ acknowledges XBRL has a great significance in the mapping of financial data for electronic reporting purposes. In our opinion, data exchange should be inexpensive, standardized, easy to use, internationally consistent, and by then used by as many parties as possible. But how are we doing so far? Most of the time, these interchanges are based on bilateral coordination and implementation between two parties. For example, between Dativ and a bank or an association of banks. Technical and business case agreements are needed, and we have to establish network protocols. We have to agree on formats and on content mapping. Time and cost for us and each one of our data transfer partners are significant. They easily add up to several 6 to 10 weeks time spent on coordination and implementation work, and it easily adds up to several hundred K euros of expenses for these efforts, including quality control and a constant maintenance of C prepared interfaces. Since 2003, when we started to change our policy to do interchanges only on basis of mutual agreement to use XBRL as the standard format, we were able to reduce the cost significantly. We just have to determine technical details for the data transfer. We transfer the mapping of the supported taxonomy to internal patterns of financial reporting and analysis. Advantage for our clients and for our partners and for us are the result. And the solution provided is significantly cheaper and can be used by all the partners at the same time. I would like to draw your attention now to our interface between the financial statement data and the German Federal Gazette's input interface, which collects data for economical, statistical purposes on a voluntary and an anonymous basis. According to our knowledge, our XBRL interface still transfers the largest volume of business-to-business data in German-speaking world. It recorded almost 15,000 filings after just a few months in service. In my opinion, this is a proof of concept for XBRL. It's not a real breakthrough, but it's at least a proof of concept, and there's much more to come. In the future, we expect that this number will easily be trumped. If I just look at the fact that about 300,000 of the 2.4 million annual financial statements which are produced using our software have to be publicly disclosed, it's simply on us that if we build a simple and easy to use solution, these will be transferred using that new way. As a result, I think you can understand that we are very interested in using XBRL to its full potential, also in view of international financial reporting standards and in all other respects of national or international data. As already mentioned and as shown in the slide, DATEV is getting heavily involved in other countries in Europe. Therefore, our goal is, of course, to adopt XBRL solutions not just for our German practice, but also for our European practice, and adapt it to different country and maybe even norm-specific taxonomies in all the other countries in Europe. Let me now talk about our experiences with the standardization of financial data transfer in relation to XBRL and, based on these experiences, on the consequences and our recommendations thereof. To make a long story short, currently, the situation in Europe is still bad and discouraging. The lack of technical and business standards in relation to otherwise significant advances in information technology is almost staggering. All efforts in the past, and I just want to mention EDI, or EDIFACT in Germany, and its subsidiaries, sorry for the members of the former EDI community, have failed to provide a useful standard for electronic business reporting. Also, there was significant and obvious business interest, and there was obvious benefits to the business. And how is the situation in Germany? Paper filings of annual financial statements are still the standard, at least, and especially at banks, including the subsequent manual re-entry of all these paper data. Outline and appearance of financial statements still seem to be considered as a kind of an artist's work. Never touch it. It has a kind of a copyright of the artist, and up till now, obviously, neither the reader nor the producing artist spend a second to think about how much of their valuable time could be saved or could be used for much more creative endeavors. Also, the rapid development of legislation and legal practice in a modern and complicated business world would make standardization useful, especially for small and medium-sized enterprises who have to concentrate on their business rather to concentrate on the reporting about their business. What about a look outside of Germany? Please do not understand me wrong. However, if in Germany, widely known for its pervasive regulation and legal framework and standardization of financial reports, we did not manage to supply a set of rules to facilitate the exchange of such data, how can we believe that countries with fewer regulation experience, fewer regulations regarding annual financial statement reporting may be able to achieve the goal faster? By the way, this, however, is not a request for additional governmental or EU Commission regulation. It is a call for cooperation between all the interested parties and members, all the interested members of an economic and financial supply chain to adopt a uniform, open, and flexible standard, even if the path to that standard might be still stony. Acceptance grows if the interest of all interested parties is widely considered, and if large parts of the economy as well as the governmental bodies support a standard. For example, if German tax authorities were to stop using a self-defined system of index numbers that are attached to electronically filed tax returns and start using XBRL instead, that would of course increase the speed of XBRL usage here in Germany. XBRL should be available to be used uniformly for tax, commercial, and statistical processes. Therefore, my first plea to all consumers of XBRL data, especially financial institutions, insurances, do not wait for others. Act yourself. Set a standard. Creative incentive for preparers of XBRL data, especially for businesses affected by disclosure and notification implications or requirements, will help to speed that process up. This will help to reach a critical mass in as many areas of applications as possible. Good examples for that way are the German Central Bank with its statistical application and the electronic filing at the German Federal Gazette. A technical solution will only become an accepted innovation through its attractiveness for users, not just because the inventor is proud of his solution. And here comes my second plea to the community. Let us promote standardization over individuality when using and promoting XBRL. Comparability, consistency, clarity, as well as efficiency and relevance, or call it materiality for the financial statements world, are the core issues of external accounting and reporting and must be considered when deciding on further developing the standard. Because of Germany's current debate on private taxonomies, it seems to me that a standard set of classification items should be created that is supported by large parts of the business community. Compared to DATEV's widely accepted standard chart of accounts or financial statement schemes for SMEs, for different corporate structures, sizes, and business sectors. Excessive individuality inhibits process automation and data analysis. It also requires recipients to manually handle data, and therefore it is a constant source of avoidable mistakes and additional costs. The result is that economic benefits would decline distinctly. Experience shows that XBRL still leaves plenty of room for flexibility, despite the call for standardization. There is still benefit to an entire business sector finding a common solution rather than promoting its own company-specific XBRL taxonomy. If all requirements are satisfied, There is nothing that keeps XBRL from processing massive volumes of data, just like the interface with the Electronic Federal Gazette. How easy that works shall be shown by just several screenshots demonstrating our export module to submit financial data to the Electronic Federal Gazette in just 7 steps. At the left side of the slide, you see step 1. For liability reasons, we recommend that our tax consultant requests a statement of participation from his client. On the right side, you see the 3 sheets of step number 2 to 4. These 3 steps are solely related to define the criteria which are necessary to identify and administer the financial data which are to be transferred and the data required for the invoicing process by the Federal Gazette itself. Just 3, if you transfer it to paper, 1-page sheets. Step number 5. In addition to the balance sheet data and the data of the profit and loss statement, a set of German financial statements consists of so-called notes to the financial statements, so-called Anhang, and a report about status and development of the companies, a so-called Lagebericht. These textual documents have to be attached by either copying them from a word processing format or, even better, if prepared by one of our software products, be imported via standard interface. This step 5 is exactly this import of these Anhang and Lagebericht. Step number 6 in the middle is a cross-reference or mapping table which allows the preparer to check the recommended transitions of financial statement positions to the adequate XBRL positions of the German Commercial Code. Step 7 gives a preview of the layout of the financial statements to be submitted for publishing for a final control by the preparer. Finally, data is transferred to the Electronic Federal Gazette through a secure DATEV server located in Nuremberg. As you can see, this process is relatively unspectacular, and exactly that is the key and the reason for its high degree of consumer acceptance. XBRL and its specific tools have to stay in the background. In our opinion, a prerequisite for XBRL's breakthrough at a broad part of the community. Let me wrap up my thoughts in some final words. We at DATEV rely heavily on XBRL, and we are working towards realizing the full potential of the currently 2.4 million German financial statements generated using our software by making them available for the XBRL supply chain. Easy to use, however, will not be sufficient. The question whether the customer believes that he gets enough incentives when providing XBRL data, that will be the key. There are examples of success, but there is still a lot of resistance by hesitation. There is still a long way to go. XBRL's benefits are convincing and make statutory regulations superfluous. We have to tell that to the community. Standardization must go hand in hand with technical openness and adaptability. Let us postpone all wishes of further individualization until we have reached a broad acceptance for the German Commercial Code taxonomy. We see numerous possibilities to use XBRL in tax, commercial, statistical purposes, considering the specific needs of small and medium-sized entities, which generate by far the majority of financial statements or other financial data. And that is it with my summary and conclusions. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your attention. And I thank you for your patience listening to my Bavarian accent. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the lunch break, and I think if we could be back by 2:15, so we compromise a little bit here, give you more.